Okay, so let's continue the topic of Mesira, performing, telling tales. And we left off with a case last week that somebody's drain or sewage pipe had burst, and all the sewage had leaked into someone's maksan, which was filled up with, well, they run the shop, so filled up with clothes which they sell, and their goods were severely damaged by the sewage which came out of this drain. Now, halachically, when we learn Hilchos Mazik, you'll see that when one's pipe bursts out not of your knowledge and it causes damage, then halacha is you're not allowed to continue using it and you have to fix it. But all damage caused by up to the pipe's burst is not your responsible to actually pay halakhically for the damage which it caused. So in this case, all the sewage that came out of the pipe and damaged all the goods or the clothes, the owner of that pipe where it burst is not responsible to actually pay for compensation halakhically for that damage which was caused.
Is that even if his negligence contributed to it bursting?
Then we'll have to talk about it when we get to Hilchos Mazik exactly. Okay. So the halakhic, if you go to Beis Din, he says, look, he damaged my clothes, our answer to it is that you don't have to pay.
What's the rationale? What's the rationale that you don't have to pay?
Because you're not Mazik, you're not considered halakhically a Mazik. Yeah, you can do Mazik, Now, the issue now arose is that, okay, the owner of the maksan has insurance. So now he says, I can't get it from the owner of the pipe. Luckily, I'm not entitled. I want to now claim from my insurance that compensation for all the damage which was caused. But the issue now is the owner upstairs, the owner of the pipe, says, I'm making a tevia in Beis Din to stop him making a claim from the insurance company. Why? Because if you claim from the insurance company and get paid out from the insurance company, then the insurance company will come chasing after me and force me to pay in the secular court. And why should I pay if I'm not responsible? So therefore, you're not allowed to make a claim, insurance company, because you're like a mosa, because you're telling tales and causing me to lose money. Now the question, as you've learnt in Hilchos Mesira, does this come under mosa of telling tales, which is also to do or not?
Even if it's not dealing with authorities?
Even not authorities, you can't go to some person in the street and say, go at here, here's money to steal, you're looking to steal, a gunner. Last week we were discussing, you can't give over money to a gunner or point money in the direction of the gunner.
In the case of the upstairs neighbor, where we said he's allowed to go ahead and get a permit.
Yes.
I think we justified it by saying because the guy downstairs had done something wrong.
Yes.
But in this case, though, the person hasn't done anything wrong.
Correct. Well, the halakhic hetzers that we've seen so far is that you're an onus to hand over specific money. Okay, that doesn't apply over here. You are the person brought on in his negligence, the concept that he himself was negligent, which caused himself to be given over to the authorities. Like you said, he built illegally, so obviously it's his own fault. That doesn't apply over here. So is there any reason why it should be permitted or not?
Well, I mean, I could see why it may be listening either to have the insurance companies going to obviously go for it, but I'm not the one who's doing most of it. The insurance company is going to do the most of it.
But I know that if I claim from them, they're going to go after me.
That's why it's listening either.
I'm telling them to go after me.
I'm not telling them to. I'm just telling them to give me money.
I know,
I'm insured for it.
What?
You're asking for the money that you're insured for.
There is the guy's asking. He has insurance.
Right, give me the money. What you do with the perpetrator is between you and him.
Right.
So I'm not the one that's being what?
It's like a drama.
It's worse. It's with Naiver, but I don't think
why
it's
why is that different than the upstairs neighbor? Me going, deciding that I want to enclose my balcony and asking for a permit, by doing that, causing the area to come down and see the illegal building, where you said they're only allowed there, it's not because it's not still in Masira, there is Masira, but it's allowed because he brought the issue upon himself.
The difference is, was I'm calling the area directly. Here I'm not doing anything.
You're calling the insurance company.
No, I'm calling
it's the court that's the problem, not the insurance
you're
company.
You're saying it's an extra step.
It's an extra
why?
Step.
Why? The insurance company is also a problem.
Why?
Should I stop? I'm saying to the insurance company,
the insurance company can't do anything. It doesn't have the power to do anything. The court
buys it. The goy is going to tell the goy.
Why should I suffer a financial
mirror love mirror?
Why should he suffer financial
well, Masih was always like that.
Upstairs, you're asking.
No,
it's
the guy in Masan. Why pay the insurance premium?
Masih was always like that. You're always suffering a financial loss by not being like that.
It might be learned. He says, the government comes to you and says, give me over a person's money or you're going to get in trouble. He said that's called Masira, you're not allowed to do that.
Now 9 times out of 10, it's not going to end up in court. It's going to end up in a settlement. So I don't know if that's called Masira.
Well, you're causing me to pay money.
Okay, but I'm not the fool.
You're being most of Mormon.
I'm not, because the court isn't, I'm not giving it to an authority that's actually decreeing you have
again,
to
again, like you say, you don't need authority. You just have to create a situation where his money will be given, being forced to be given over to where it's not entitled to be given.
And if Basin says that he has no responsibility to pay.
Yes.
So I'm not forcing him to pay something that otherwise he'd be forced to pay. There's no liability. If someone outside decides to sue him for some reason.
But that outside wouldn't sue him without me making a claim. You're starting the process of him losing his money.
Even if he was halachically obligated, you have the same shiloh. Because how can I force you to go to court? If I go to the insurance company, they're going to force you to pay halachically, but through the court.
Okay,
that's Masira too.
That's a different issue. on going to court. Yeah.
It could be one's obligated to report it to the insurance company.
Okay.
Meaning going back to what he said, you have a contract with your insurance company.
Yes.
You're paying them a premium, and they're expecting you're going to maintain certain standards, report things in their problems, so you don't create more problems. Meaning, if you delay on reporting something, and then there's even more trouble, the insurance is going to say, hey, we're not liable because you never told us about it, because now there are new things that are coming about as a result. So it could be that one would have to report it.
The insurance company really tells you have to make a point.
That's a certain original concept. Okay. So, the Erech Shai was asked a similar Shai. Let me tell me if it's similar. Number one. It was a story, it was the middle of the first line. Maisa Beruvain Shenisrav Habatim Bechotzeiro. It was a story that Reuven owed some houses and they got burnt down. And he wasn't allowed by the authorities to rebuild. Why? Because now the authority says we want that place to remain empty. So now there will be an open thoroughfare between one road to another road. So Reuven made a claim in the base mishpat against the government authorities. Shisham Mukakada, okay, you're not allowing me to build, so at least pay for that property. Api Shuma gets an estimation from the authorities. Finishim Api Agoyim, so they got an estimation according to the authorities. Vitilisari Air Moment Al Yehudi. And the authority says, we now have to pay for that house. So we're now going to force that payment that we don't have to pay from our pockets. We're going to force it on the Jews who live in that street.
It's like a tax.
Not like. Like
yeah, in the tax.
Not like.
We're taking away this guy's house, and we have to pay for it, and we're going to put that payment now, because you made the claim in the courts. So now we're going to put that claim of that money, which you, the court says you get, on the local people.
Local Jews.
Local Jews. Reuven hold up a sar shari ear, and then Reuven said, okay, time to pay me. And now the government comes to the Jews in the streets and say, look, we have to pay this guy to get him off our back. You're going to have to now pay up us. Now the Jews who live in that street come to Beis Din and make a complaint against Reuven. So we don't need this thoroughfare at all. Shom Dorim Goyim. But he has borne a lie, and the government is forcing us to pay something we don't get benefit from, and we don't deserve to pay. You do ata shai te tviyasa, because of your claim in the court. Ata gom lo hezik, you're now causing us damage by your claim in the court. You're causing the government now to get money from us, which the government doesn't deserve. So, what was the shaila of Rav Shai in my words? The shaila was, Reuven had a house, it got burnt down in the streets. Now he wants to rebuild it, the government don't let. They want a fire of it. He makes a claim in the Beis Mishpat. The Beis Mishpat says, you're right, Reuven, you deserve to get paid for that land because it's been taken away. Now the government says, because you won the Beis Mishpat, we're going to impose that money on the Jews in that street. And the Jews in the street make a claim, they said, how can you make a claim in the Jewish court by doing that? You're causing the government to come and get money from us, which is not halachically our responsibility.
He didn't know they were going to happen, though.
So he's saying, we want you now to go to the court and bring back your claim. Say, don't your claim. Retract on your claim. Because your claim in the court, which you're allowed to make a claim in the courts because it's against the Goyim. Your claim in the courts is that causing them to come against us, which we don't really unluckily have to pay for. So that is called Nisira.
It can't be Nisira because you didn't know what was going to happen.
Fine, so now you do know what happened.
Well, it's Hezek. Nisira is in advance.
No, now you've got possibilities to stop the process in its tracks. If you continue, it's called Nisira, and therefore remove it. That's their claim.
Why is it Nisira just because I don't stop it? Where does it say anything that Nisira?
You're being most a moment of somebody else.
I'm not being most a
yes,
moment.
Yes, you are. Because your action is causing the money of somebody
my
else to be taken away.
Inaction is not Nasira. My previous action has caused me. And when I did that action, I wasn't being Moser.
But now you'll continue with your claim. Continue with your claim.
I didn't continue. I just don't do anything.
So don't make continue. Don't make a claim against it. Don't.
The claim is already there.
No, you haven't claimed they got the money yet. Just go.
You didn't cash the check. You cannot cash the check.
They haven't even got the check.
So they're just telling him to sit still, don't get the money again.
Don't proceed.
They're not telling him, go to the Iriyan, don't give me the money.
Don't proceed. Don't force the money to go out from the government, because that will cause them to claim against us, which we are not halakhically responsible. So if it's comparable to our case where the person in the Mahsan is making a claim of damages on his clothes there, or is ruined by upstairs sewage pipe, and by breaking that claim on the insurance company, now the insurance is going to go after Reuben's sewage pipe, who Reuben doesn't have to pay for that damage. So
that's
now,
the difference, because I'm not
the same type of theory.
I'm not telling the Goyim who to go after. They made that decision. But the insurance company, I'm telling them who's involved.
So you're saying it's even worse
than
the Erev Shai's case?
Yes.
Yeah, the insurance company case is definitely worse.
You're saying the insurance company, if I go to the insurance company and now the insurance is going to chase him, which he doesn't really halakhically have to pay, but you're causing him to pay, that's worse in the case of the Erev Shai, where I make a claim in the Beis Mishpat and making now the Beis Mishpat go against
any time you claim the Beis Mishpat, someone's going to have to pay for it. The community is going to pay for it. I mean, at the end of the day, the government's, all the government's money comes from the people. So if I win something against the government, it's going to go back on the people. That's always the cause and effect.
That is halakhically allowed for them to do.
Right.
We're here, the government are imposing something which the people in the streets are not equipped to pay. It's gezel, really. The government are doing
the same. It's unfair government. Unfair.
You're causing a gunner, the government, to go and take money from this youth. Now, So
right, right. In that sense, that makes the case worse. At least the insurance company had a legitimate right to claim on the guy who caused the mazik.
Why they all claim? They don't have a claim.
The law that the goyim have to set up courts is that they're following the insurance case. They're following what they're supposed, what goyim are supposed to do. Yeah, in this case,
all,
the goyim are doing are stealing.
Instead, we're dealing with goyim.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, the Erev Shai says, you know what? I bring you a Gemara in Bava Basra which will answer up the question. Can he go to the courts and cause a knock-on effect of money being lost or not? So it goes to the Gemara in Bava Basra number 2. Nechse Ovid Kochavim Harayed Kamitva. Goyish property is Hefka. What does it mean? All goyish property is hefka. I can just go to a goy and take away his possessions? No. Kol masv em zochalem. If you go and take it away, you're okay. Why? My tama. Ovid kachovim lichimote zuzi liyoto istalik lei. As soon as a goy gets paid for property, halachically, that he's no longer the owner, the goy. As soon as he gets money in his hands, the goy is no longer the owner of the property which is selling. Yisrael lo koni adamoti shtaliyoto. But a Jew who's buying from the goy, even though he's paid, he doesn't halakhically own it until he gets the documents, the contract in his hand. Hilchok, therefore, when we have the middle stage, you went and buy property from the goy, you give him money, but you haven't yet got the contract yet, then what happens? The goy no longer owns it, and the Jew who wants to buy it hasn't yet got possession of it. Hariahin Kamitva, they're in a status of limbo of Hefka. And therefore, call a Mazik Behem, and anyone who now goes and grabs hold of that property or object in that limbo state, Zogabem, he can keep it. Yes. It says the Gemara, you have a situation.
If I'm in the supermarket.
Situation, you give money to a goy, the goy is no longer the owner. You don't get ownership until documents in your hands. Or, Hadbar Mashika, depending on what you're talking about. Kakamatatu. So in that, in the world of stage is Hefka, another, your friend Shimon behind you can grab it, and now he's the owner. What? Does he have to pay the money? Machlokas Rishon.
Oh, yes, to pay you for what it took.
Machlokas Rishon. Now, Tosis says that he doesn't have to pay for it. The Jew comes in, grabs it, he doesn't have to compensate Reuven who paid for it. So Tosis says, okay, now Shimon's got hold of it, he never paid for it, he's laughing. Now Reuven, who paid for it, can he go back to the goy and say, ha, I paid you for the object, I never got it, I want my money back, or not? So says Tosis, Nira Deshori Liyisrael Litva Bemenu Masov. He's permitted to go back to the goy and say, I paid you money, I never received the goods because Shimon went and grabbed it, and therefore give me back my money. He's allowed to do that. Afapi, even although by doing that, you're claiming something which you deserve. But because of that, Shema Tokat Yachzeh Overkov and Yigzal Hamapsik, now what's the goy going to do? He's going to give back the money, and now he's going to go chasing after Shimon who took the object and steal it from him, because it's halakhically his, and the goy is not allowed to get it back from him. So he goes back to him, and he's stealing from him. Even though you're going to cause that, it's still permitted for you to get your money back to look after your own interests. You're allowed to look after your own interests, even although that own interest will cause the person to get damaged because you're looking after your own interests.
The fear, I'm always looking after my own interests. That's
what
I'm being
most of. Yisrael, no, come at the matzis, sorry, of it. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I mean, this guy in New Jersey is looking at
the money. Mars, and I'm an asher tova taka yoto, because I only gave the money to the goy on condition I get the taka, and I don't, so I'm entitled to get my money back. Yeah. So we see clearly from Tosis that you're allowed to go and ask for your money back, even although that caused a knock-on effect that will cause now that goy will go chasing after somebody who doesn't deserve halakhic to lose money and actually get stolen the property back from that goy. The goy will steal it back. So,
in some way, and some of
them
want. Some of them, I know it's really his.
It's halakhically his. It's halakhically his.
I just want to clarify this though. If I'm in the supermarket, the guy is the supermarket, I'm in Walmart, and the guy in front of me is Jewish, he gives the cashier the money, I can grab everything out of his shopping cart and run away. Without chila.
No.
Okay. Just want to be sure.
The halakha is the Rishonim Paskin, you have to come. The person who takes it has to pay.
If you want to save shopping and save yourself time, just leave him some cash and
take it. The shita is he doesn't have to pay. But you can make your claim back from your money from the goy, even though the goy is going to chase after the Jew and take for the Jew, which he's not really entitled to. So but you're causing him to lose, but it doesn't matter. You're defending yourself by doing that, and therefore there's no problem of misuse. Now, the first question is why not? Like you said, every mesira that we set up now, which is osa, is also defending yourself, and you're not allowed to do it. So why is it different that you're allowed to defend yourself and cause a hezek to somebody else? Why is it different? Just in time, you. No, I have to get, let you and me into the picture here.
His insurance agent.
Yeah. Remember last week's case. The pipe, sewage pipe burst, went into the matzav, destroyed a lot of clothes there. Halakhically, you can't make a claim of damages. Okay, so now the owner of the matzav wants to claim insurance. But by claiming insurance, now the insurance company will go chasing against the owner of the pipe, even though halakhically he doesn't have to pay. Is that called mesira or not? That was the question. So we brought down the Erech Shai, and Erech Shai says a similar case, and it brings a proof from a Gemara which says that a goy releases ownership of his objects as soon as he gets money. It doesn't come if a Jew buys from it, he gives money, it now no longer belongs to the goy, but the Jew doesn't get ownership of what he's bought until he's actually got a contract in his hands. Therefore, in that between time that you're given money, you haven't yet got a contract, it's hefker. Somebody jumps in, they're allowed to take it. So Shimon jumps in that limbo town, it now belongs to Shimon. Shimon takes something, does he have to compensate Reuben? Because Reuben left out the money? According to Tosfos, no. Tosfos then asks that, okay, now can Reuben, because he's lost the object and he's paid the money, can he go back to the goy and say, I paid and I didn't get what I got, I want my money back. Says Tosis, he can, even although you know that the goy is going to chase Shimon to get it back his object, which halakhically belongs to Shimon, and it's gezel for the goy to take, you can still do that. From there, the Erech Shai wants to say that you can defend yourself to look after your own interests, even although it may cause a mesira on somebody else by doing that. So therefore, you can make a claim against the insurance company, because that's the deal you made, that's what we do. Insurance companies are allowed to halak according to the law. And the insurance will pay you, even although the insurance will now go chasing upstairs neighbor, which halakha you don't have to pay, it doesn't matter. That's not called the serious, because the downstairs neighbor, the masan owner, is looking after his own interests. Now the question is, every masira is looking after his own interests and still also. Why is it mutter over here?
Not every Mesira
is looking after your interests. But the Mesira we were discussing last week are cases which are looking after your interests, and we still said it's also to do.
The aspect was the insurance. He has the insurance policy. The insurance company has the property. The insurance company is not lobbying one to the other guy.
But that's automatic consequences of doing that. You're going to cause him to lose money. Shlo kadim.
I
don't want to scare you, but you said the same thing I did.
Huh?
I don't want to scare you, but you said the same thing.
If we're saying it's osur, it should be so not osur. You're just wasting your money. Because then you're just wasting your money.
I mean, always very likely,
especially in Israel.
Yeah,
a lot of Jews.
But we see for Tosis it's permitted. Yes. So the question is, why is it?
If someone comes after someone else in an illegal fashion, in a way that's really not permitted, I still have to assume, and say I'm causing that, I have to assume someone who does something which is really not right for them to do.
If it's something which you can never think of, that it will event will ever happen, and you never found it out until after the event, then okay. But if it's something which is natural, it's going to happen, and you know it's going to happen, then maybe it's awesome. And even if it's not natural and you find out in the middle and you can stop it, maybe it's also to continue. And that Tosis knows, says it's permitted. Why?
So I'm saying if the way in which a person is looking at the money is illegal or wrong, that's still considered my causing him to do it?
Yes.
Same thing I said. It's running 100% here.
No. It says clearly Shulchanach, even a Ganif we discussed him last week. A Ganif is an authority. He's a Ganif. A Ganif is a Ganif. The insurance company, let's change the name of the insurance company. The insurance company is called the Gunner.
So you want to change it?
Is it true? In this case, he is a Gunner, because the insurance company, halakhically, has no right to get that money. What they to get money? Halakhically, he's not allowed to take that money. So you're going to the Gunner and telling him, give me money, and you know that the Gunner, by giving the money, will go after him. That's called Mesira. Mesira to Ganif is also a Mesira. Doesn't have to be a authority.
I was buying the insurance policy, which means I'm buying the insurance policy not to go after the other guy. I'm buying the insurance company policy to cover me.
Yes.
If there's a fire, I'm going to hang on the other guy. But, right? It's not Mesira if I have a fire and I get money from the insurance company. It's not Mesira if I'm buying the insurance policy because of my blood. No. It's buying the insurance policy. And it has to be much to the other guy if it's the other guy.
Yeah, so you can't make tenoyans over Issa Dorisa, can you? A Tosis seems to say it's permitted. Okay, so we're saying, take out the insurance policy, fine. But now we're asking, can you actually make the claim?
That's a perfect question. Fine, but don't make it
an advert over here.
And the person that's getting now claimed from is the same exact thing himself.
That doesn't
matter.
He does his serving, that's what he's serving. No thing, in when it comes to Basin, he doesn't say, well, you can't make a claim that I stole from him because I know he stole from Shimon over there. So no claim to me.
No, I'm saying if it's absolute normal common practice to do something, still call the serving.
So, Tosis says permitted, and no one seems to come up with any logical difference. Now, there's a big difference, and at the beginning you were saying it, so I have to remind you. There's a big difference between this case and the cases we're discussing up to now. The case we were discussing up to now was, I am the person who's moser him. Why? Because I've got to defend myself, but I have to moser him. I have to go to the court and say, go and take his money, and that's the way I'm defending myself. That is awesome. Under all circumstances, even to defend yourself. Here I'm not moser him. I'm going to the goy and say, you owe me money. You decide as a goy that now that you go have to pay me money to go and chase after him in the courts. That's a step removed, and therefore, since it's a step removed, like you said, the loshen of Broma of Mesira. It's not Mesira Mamish, it's indirect Mesira. Indirect Mesira. Indirect Mesira. To defend yourself from loss, you're allowed to do it.
Why wasn't the zoning considered indirect Mesira? Why wasn't the Repesia considered?
Because you're asking, like
you
said yourself. I'm going to repeat what you said.
You're asking them
to come round and look at the building. That's direct.
But that might work there. If that's the reason, though, it's a problem. It's an added problem in the insurance case.
Okay, that's CB.
Because, no, it's not. Because when the company gives me a check, they have me sign a subrogation right. And I'm being most for him at that point.
So
there's a Tanai Shibud that you have to allow.
So Tosus, if you look, carry on. Let's look at Tosus number three. Tosus says, however, it's only mutter you claim from the goy, and the goy goes chasing out of his own das the other Jew. So that's mutter. But in Yafio Rishon Atachum Yoko, I say over problem. But if you ask the goy to take the money back from the Jew, that's awesome. You can get the money from the goy, and then the goy himself chases. That's okay. But if you ask the goy, yay, I gave money, I don't get that. Please chase that guy to get the money back. That's also to do. And therefore, insurance is the problem. Because that's what you pointed out. If the insurance company says, we're going to pay you out, but you have to sign to us over the power of attorney to claim on your behalf against your neighbor upstairs in order to try and compensate our loss of money, then you're not allowed to do, because when they go and claim, they're not claiming as themselves, they are claiming as representatives of you, and therefore you yourself are, so to speak, making that claim. And if that's how it is, then it'll be awesome.
It's not awesome.
So Yirmi will tell us whether that's how it is.
They don't force you to sign the right of subrogation?
They're not collecting. They can't go to court.
When they go to court and they say, the judge says, who are you? I'm insurance company. Okay, you're insurance company. Who are you? What have you got to do with Shimon and his pipe? So they say, you know what? We've got a document here. We've got documents over here, which says over here that Reuven was damaged, and he's appointing us to make the claim.
I am giving you the ability to do it.
Right. Maybe it's time or it's not they got Reuven or something like that. He goes to him, he's losing more money. He sues me. I sue him.
I bought the right.
And then I go collect from. No. I pay him. And then I go to the person that owes him the money on my own, not for him.
Well, he doesn't owe me the money. That's the problem.
I paid him $1,000.
But he doesn't owe me the money.
He bought a right. He chose money, he bought a right.
A bought a right is suing, you're not allowed to give.
No, it's not suing. It's
because
I gave him the money.
No, you're also not allowed to do that. Whether you learn it's shlichus, or whether you learn it's I sold that right, it's still awesome.
He didn't sell the right.
So what happens?
I give you the money.
So not giving the money.
I want to go collect my money.
Yeah, but you can't. How can you? The court will say, "Who are you?" The insurance company.
That's how the insurance policy works.
So the court will say, "Who are you? What you got to claim against this guy?"
I paid for damages in court.
Prove it. What have you got to do with it?
You can have insurance policy. I pay because.
Why do they say that Reuven has to sign?
Somebody off the street. Somebody off the street.
No, you have to sign over. You have to sign over your rights. That's why you don't need the signature. If you're correct, Yirmi, you're okay. But if you're wrong, you're not.
It's not a sleepless. I tell you why, because for instance, in a car accident, if they get more money back, they're not going to come give me the money.
Fine, but if.
Then I can give
so it's
money.
A sale.
I am giving you the ability to go.
Why do you need the signature? Why do you need the signature? Why do you need the signature?
You pay me money.
I'm enabling you to go after this guy.
Okay, so you investigate for us.
No, you have to give me the information I need to go after the guy. You're not.
No, I don't have to give you the permission. I have to. Well, I don't know about in Israel. The United States.
You have a home insurance policy. Yes. I'm obligated to pay you. I have to go find the guy that caused you.
The court will say, who are you?
Who are you?
If it's true, the court will say, who are you? And the court will say, we're not going to listen to you until you get the guys who was really damaged to sign over the authority, then you've got a problem.
You make the piles, you just have to do that. That's it.
So Yen is going to do us homework for next week on this issue. But if.
I haven't read an insurance policy in 14 years. I'm secretaries for that.
Yen is going to get one of the secretaries to do the homework for us.
I have a policy, and it's just because I lost money then.
So the way I've heard from that it works is that you'll have to sign over, And if you have to sign over, it's a problem. And that's what also some other Dayan say. But it could be that certain insurances are not like that. So please tell us, because then we have to give a hefsher. And we'll get you more business. We'll get you more business, Jimmy, don't we? We get a kosher phone, and now we got a kosher insurance. Kosher insurance now as well. So now, if it works like I understood, then it's going to be problematic. Yomi says it doesn't work that way. We're going to see. So, that's true. For sure, it's only going to be a problem to claim on your own insurance. But to make a claim against his insurance, the one who damaged, that insurance company is less problematic to make a claim.
More direct.
It's less problematic.
I'm not losing money.
Because over there, they can go after the person without your signature, for sure.
But that's direct causing.
Because they have a contract with the Mazik that says that if we have to pay on your behalf, we can change it.
And no raises premiums.
So therefore, the Mazik, the one that's damaged, pays from the Mazik's insurance company. The Mazik doesn't have to sign anything over.
Deductible and raising premiums.
Raising premiums is not a problem. What?
No. You don't know what his deductible was. You don't know what his deductible was.
It's not deductible if it's some third party.
He hasn't been in 14 years.
Okay. So, it could be a problem. Understood it is. Yumi's going to say it's not next week. Okay?
So is this really a problem to make an insurance claim when the other party is Jewish and they may go after it?
If they don't have to pay a lot.
What?
In case they don't have to pay a lot.
Even if they have to pay a lot, then it wouldn't be a problem?
It would be much less of a problem, yes. Then all you have to go to base thing and say, look, this guy's not paying, and the guy doesn't listen, then you get permission to go to the courts.
Oh, but you'd have to get do that first.
Base thing first. But at least you can get your money back eventually. But according to what we're saying, you're Korea Makamakam. For the guy himself, you can't get because halakhically he didn't cause damage. To claim from your own insurance policy, also is problematic, a way we understood it, because you're now caught signing over Misira onto the guy. And that is also a problem. Okay. Let's move to the next case.
Well, let's say, I'll tell you where it would be like that. Let's say you're dealing with a malpractice suit. In other words, I'm suing someone else, their insurance. So if I win, they're going to force me to pay their deductible.
So again, if it's their insurance, it's less problematic, because then I don't have to sign anything over to them to go after their own clients.
Okay.
But you're still causing him to pay a deductible.
Again, you go to Basin. If he does not willing to pay,
indirect
and everything.
No, but he's not high of...
No, it doesn't matter, because we said, like you said, it's indirect in such a case.
Soon
it's
indirect.
Yes, it's indirect. Now, next case. A woman, a husband and wife get divorced. It does happen. And there's a whole deter, and it comes out that the basin has decided exactly how much the husband has to pay for upkeep every month to the wife. Fixed, signed, sealed, and delivered. The wife is not happy with such amounts. The ex-wife. And therefore now, she wants to go to the courts, not to overturn the deal, because she's stuck, that's done and sealed the problem. But she just wants to now get income support, additional income support from the government. On top of the allowance that she's getting from her husband. She makes a claim.
Meaning unemployment or something.
Yeah. Unneeded families, income support. She makes that claim to the government. The governments are now going to look into her tick and see why is she in this situation, because her ex-husband is only giving this amount of month every month and therefore is in this situation. So the government says, we're going to go and chase the husband again and increase the allowance. Why should we pay? The husband should be paying. Is that a problem of the
So then she didn't go after a specific person. That's Tosfos. She didn't target any him specifically.
She went after the government for a claim she's allowed to make.
And the goy on their own went after
the husband. And the government now went chasing back the husband for money, which he luckily doesn't have to pay, but the government is now going to force him to pay to increase his allowance. Is that Nisira or not?
Wait, she's going to force the husband to pay more money to the wife.
Yes.
So she just gives it back. Mm-hmm. That's Gezel, isn't that Nisira?
Nisira, or the governments are going to collect it and give it over to her, whatever.
It's the husband giving the wife. It's not really the government. It's the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really Nisira. It's Gezel.
Okay, is it Nisira? Is it Gezel? You're saying it's worse. It's Gezel.
Well,
Nisira is also Gezel.
No, Gezel's not. You still get all Naba. Nisira, you don't get all Naba. Right?
Is it Nisira? Is it Gezel? Is it Mutter? So you said it was Mutter. Because like Tosis.
Yeah.
You're saying it's Gezel.
I think it's Gezel, and yeah.
Okay, so.
It's Gezel, she keeps it, but she has accepted it.
So the Shulchan Aruch says like this, number four. Hamelech Usa Shemato Ezadoba Osher Echod the base. Vieshlu the Echod Koach Behechol Melech. A king comes along and imposes a tax on a certain Jew, a rich Jew, and this rich Jew has a certain way, the Hashtadl Apotim, to get him released from this tax. He can get him off the tax. Im Hadova Boru Vadai, Im Yiftur Le'elu Yatalachem. If it's clear cut that by releasing himself from the tax, it's going to make the government go and impose the tax on other Jews, is it permitted, Lahatzilon? Is it permitted to do such a thing, or lo? So, Posik, Pachubas, Marivail, says the Shach. Din Kavah, Hitzah, Melech, Al Noshim, Yudun. If we're talking about the taxes already there, Uparat, Nosa, Nichtob, Rishus, Oz, En Yehudi, Rishai, Shadal, Lepotim. Then he can't go and get himself off the tax. If he knows that there's a tax on him, and by releasing himself from the tax, it's going to be now imposed elsewhere on other Jews.
We're dealing with not
other Jews.
Himself, it's talking about somebody else doing it on his behalf.
If it's okay, then it's going to be us.
He's not talking about the one that's getting the taxes. The one that's doing mishpadel. It's somebody else doing mishpadel for him.
No, if he knows this is a way of being mishpadel, he can hire people, influential people, who can get him off the tax. But by doing that, that tax will now be redistributed elsewhere and posed on other Jews. Is it permitted? No, it's also.
Most was the case it was other Jews, and you knew it was other Jews. But since you, he said, since you are not the one that,
yes,
went after in person,
so what's the difference between this and Tosis? Tosis, it was Mutter to make a claim, even though it's going now, that Goy is going to chase the other Jews.
That you
and
know
here, it's saying it's awesome to get yourself off the tax, even though, because you know that government is going to go chasing after other Jews to make a claim. What's the difference between this and Tosis?
Tosis is because he's protecting himself. Here, I'm protecting somebody else.
No, we're talking about the person who's got the tax imposed me wants to protect myself by hiring people to get me off the tax, even although I know that will be imposed elsewhere.
That's not the case that he's bringing
out.
Yes, it is. He's not hiring anybody. It's somebody else in the king's court that knows he can get this guy off. So is it mutter for this guy voluntarily to get this guy off?
No, it's not that.
All right.
I got a very difference. This tax, Mustama, is a legitimate tax. I mean, it doesn't say here that it was an illegal tax or anti-Semitic tax.
Correct.
It was a legitimate tax.
But is there also a legitimate way of getting a release from the tax?
So if it's a legitimate tax, then you have no right to go to...
Why? I can legitimately get myself off the tax.
Other Jews. But if... that's using influence.
That's also a legitimate way of releasing myself.
The point is that is the regular... It's normal for government to tax people, and you wouldn't be able to get out of something that's normal and regular by hurting other Jews. Masha Einkein, someone that's on welfare, because they don't have enough money, they should be allowed to claim to the government, even though now it's going to affect other Jews.
Why? Legitimately, they...
They're legitimately on welfare?
They're legitimately on welfare, because they don't deserve more from their husbands.
Much less direct. If you're going to throw somewhere else, he doesn't have to care so much about that getting up to that tree. Well, that gives 100%, 99% that it'll get it from this guy, they get it from the people. So it's really,
it's a good chilek, but there's more to it. There's more to it. It's not just it's more direct. It's more direct, and not just because of probability. It's more direct, not because of probability. More direct is because I'm claiming from the person who's going to go, and actually the government itself.
Tosis gave us the government itself.
Tosis is not the government. Here, I'm going to the government. In the case of the Shach, I'm going to the government. Get me off the tax and go after him. So if I've gone to their court system and said, reevaluate the tax distribution and therefore take from him rather than from me, that of course is a problem of Mesira. I'm going to the court itself. I'm going to somebody who's going to go to the court and get the money back. I'm going to the court itself and saying, release me and go to him. That for sure is a problem of Mesira. And therefore, so here it is, over here, when she goes to ask from the government to increase in income support, she is automatically saying to the government, get the money from him. You, the government, redistribute the money. The court itself should redistribute the money. Forget about the suck-based thing, go to the court and let's renegotiate the deal. That is for sure a problem in the suit.
Wait a minute.
So there's one condition. That's only if you know that that's the consequences of your actions. If you know that the consequences of your actions, then it'll be awesome. But if it's not for sure known as the consequence of actions, and it's done, then it's done.
So, wait a minute.
We said, you can protect yourself as karma, you don't think it's normal that nothing will happen. But if you know it's going to happen, then you're not allowed to do that in this situation.
If I'm being, let's say, me and one other Jew are being sued by the government in court, and I'm innocent, but if I prove my innocence, they're going to know he's guilty.
Has he done something wrong?
Yeah.
Yes, so therefore, that we said last week, if he's done something wrong, it's as if he himself has given over himself over to the government. Like with the taxes.
What if he's innocent too, but has a bad lawyer?
Or no alibi. He doesn't have the alibi.
So, if I ask for anacha from our known, causes everybody else to pay more our known, would that be the same thing?
No.
Why not?
Because the original tax was given up. He's saying, well, this is not a fixed tax. Depends on your situation. We don't know your situation. We don't know. If you owe this amount of money, we're only going to give you this tax. If you have that amount of money, we're going to give you this tax. We're going to give out everything this tax. You tell us who you are and prove who you are. If you prove you are, then the tax was never this amount.
Yeah, but if it's game, other people pay more money.
But the tax was never that. There's not this case that we put on and you have to pay. And here he's got a sticky way to get himself off.
Not everybody should pay our money.
What?
Everybody has to pay our money.
But different rates.
You get a discount.
Yes.
No, there's a price. You get a discount.
Yes. Meaning that, why was the discount? That means that you don't have to pay the full rate. You just have to prove that you're from this category and not that category.
Arnona is a bad example because the government halachically has the right to charge Arnona.
Now,
if any area that's seen in the Machlokes Medina, that's the one area.
Final case. Final case to base. Reuven had the accident with Shimon. Now, Shimon has to pay Reuven. But Shimon's got insurance. Okay. So now, Shimon wants, okay, go to my insurance, and my insurance will pay, and I'll pay the premium. Deductible. Okay? So they go to the insurance company, and the insurance company says, before we pay out, we want a shumah done. Estimate how much was the value of your car that was destroyed. So they send in the estimate. The estimate was way above the real price of the car. Amitzia, Reuven has gained by his car being destroyed, because now he's going to get money which is much above the value of his car. But halakhically, that's probably not a problem, because that's the rules of the company themselves. They themselves say, we are going to pay according to the shomer. The problem is now that the company has paid more than there really was the damage, and therefore now they're going to put more money on to
raise the premium.
Raise the premium.
Raise the premium or taking the deductible.
Well, yeah.
The premium is in the future, then. It's not mukhaf that he has to pay. He can change insurance companies.
Or deductible. Deductible.
Okay.
It's a high deductible.
So,
changed in the past 14 years.
So how does it work?
When the sugar was low or high, yes. Once the insurance paid out, the other guy has his premium.
It won't affect anything.
Okay, but does affect in the case where Reuven damaged Shimon's car and Reuven makes a claim against his own insurance, yes?
The amount that he claimed won't affect the premium at all?
It will affect the deductible if the first amount was lower than the deductible.
Then it won't be a claim. You can't even claim it's less than the deductible. Whether it's $10,000 claim or $50,000.
It makes no difference. Now, it does make a difference though. You mean it's right. It does make a difference. Yeah. Does make a difference going back to other kids. Reuven got damaged by Shimon's car. And Shimon has to pay. So Shimon, but Shimon is avoiding the situation, he can't get hold of him, and basically now give permission to go to the courts. Still can't get hold of him. So Reuven prefers to go after his insurance company and let the insurance go after Shimon. Fine. So Reuven now goes to his own, makes a claim on his own insurance company. His own insurance company pays out, and now the insurance company are going after the Shimon the Muzik, and they can chase him. They've got ways of chasing him, and they do chase him. Shimon hasn't got insurance. So now Shimon has to pay the whole amount which the insurance company gave to Reuven. The money which the insurance company gave to Reuven was really more and over and above Reuven entitled. Can Reuven get that money, or he has to return that extra money or not?
Can Reuven get the money from
the insurance company?
Because he's not entitled to.
Because
that
if he takes the extra bit, which he's not halakhically entitled to, that's causing now Shimon, who's the mazik, to have to pay more than he's halakhically obligated to pay.
The same indirect thing. Mm-hmm. The same indirect route, no?
Yes. What?
So I had a guy hit me in the car.
Yeah.
And I went to my insurance company and went to the dealer who fixed it. And then he took me to Beis Din to pay the difference what could have been fixed at a different place for cheaper, and I had to pay.
Yeah.
You had to pay?
Yeah. Halakhically, you could only force him to pay what the value of the mazik is. But here, we're not. I didn't. Here, is it called Misira, or to get that extra bit? So I'm not chasing him, it's my insurance company has to pay extra. So what the question is, why? You're right, the halacha is, you're not allowed to take that extra bit. You're not allowed to take extra bit. The question is why? Why is that different from the case of Tosus, when I go chasing after the goy to get my money back, and the goy goes chasing after him? It's not my problem, so the goy goes chasing after him. The goy's problem.
You're pointing how the person is.
What?
Here you're targeting a specific person.
I'm not targeting him.
He damaged me. I'm saying he's the one that damaged me.
The insurance company doesn't mind paying, according to
that. He's collecting money that he doesn't deserve.
From the insurance company he's titled to. I'm not collecting from Shimon. I'm collecting from the insurance company.
But they're collecting, I don't know who you visit with, you're going to Shimon over there, but he's going after, he's collecting more than the damage.
This guy was uninsured.
Reuven's collecting more damage. I'm collecting according to the rules which the insurance company gives, and they say they say they're obligated to give this amount of money according to the Shumah, and the Shumah says like this, so that I'm getting according to the agreement, even if it's more. So
what? I'm not claiming damages. I'm claiming enforcement of a contract, and therefore my contract is this amount of money, so I'm entitled to it. What's going to happen? Now the insurance company are going to claim illegally money extra. That's their problem, not my problem. According to Tosis, that should be muta. Why is it here? Also, halakhically, like you said, it's also. Think about it to next week.
I said, your case, you went to a more expensive dealer? Or
I went to the dealer who fixed my car.
Your case is
I was driving, someone banged into me.
So he's damaged you.
He damaged me.
So now what do you do?
He's masking me, he damaged me. So I went to my insurance company, and they said, go to the dealer or whatever, and get it fixed.
Yes.
So I did, and they went back to him to get the money. And he said, why didn't you ask me? I would have found a guy who was much cheaper, and then he took me to court. Yeah. And
okay, so let's get the insurance company out of it in your case. And I'll say why it's halakhically correct without the insurance company. The insurance company is our case for this. If I, Reuven, get damaged a shim, and now the damage really can be fixed, or go to a local one, he'll charge 1,000 shekels to fix it.
But I'm afraid to take the repair guy.
Because I was in a rental car, and the rental company says we don't allow it to be fixed only in our dealership over there, and if you go there, it's 2,000 shekels. So I go to the 2,000 shekels, and we have to pay 2,000 shekels. Yeah, the halacha is that the mazik is not interested in your particular contract, which you make, your obligation. Mazik is our halacha. I have to pay for the damage I caused. What's the value of the damage? It's 1,000 shekels. That's the damage value. You made a contract which made it 2,000. What do I care about your contract? Mazik is a peer of